Another key finding of our study, adults with histories of childhood trauma responded very differently to EMDR from those who were traumatized as adults. At the end of 8 weeks, almost half of the adult onset group that received EMDR scored as completely cured, while only 9% of the child abuse group showed such pronounced improvement. 8 months later, the cure rate was 73% for the adult onset group, compared with 25% for those with histories of child abuse. The child abuse group had small but consistently positive responses to Prozac. These results reinforce the findings that I've reported in Chapter 9. Chronic childhood abuse causes very different mental and biological adaptations than discrete traumatic events in adulthood. EMDR is a powerful treatment for stuck traumatic memories, but it doesn't necessarily resolve the effects of the betrayal and abandonment that accompany physical or sexual abuse in childhood. 8 weeks of therapy of any kind is rarely sufficient to resolve the legacy of long-standing trauma. As of 2014, our EMDR study had the most positive outcome of any published study of people who developed their PTSD in reaction to the traumatic event as an adult. But despite these results, and those of dozens of other studies, many of my colleagues continue to be skeptical about EMDR, perhaps because it seems too good to be true, too simple to be so powerful. I surely can understand that sort of skepticism. EMDR is an unusual procedure. Interestingly, in the first solid scientific study using EMDR in combat veterans with PTSD, EMDR was expected to do so poorly that it was included as the control condition for comparison with biofeedback-assisted relaxation therapy. To the researcher's surprise, 12 sessions of EMDR turned out to be the more effective treatment. EMDR has since become one of the treatments for PTSD sanctioned by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Is EMDR a form of exposure therapy? Some psychologists have hypothesized that EMDR actually desensitizes people to the traumatic material and thus is related to exposure therapy. A more accurate description would be that it integrates the traumatic material. As our research showed, after EMDR, people thought of the trauma as a coherent event in the past, instead of experiencing sensations and images divorced from any context. Memories evolve and change. Immediately after a memory is laid down, it undergoes a lengthy process of integration and reinterpretation, a process that automatically happens in the mind-brain without any input from the conscious self.